虽然在节目单上面写的明明是吴师母讲道啊。
Although in the bulletin you saw that it's Mrs. Wu that should be preaching.
因为母亲节应该放假是吧？
Because like it's Mother's Day, so we should have a break.
不是，是因为吴师母她回到 New Jersey 去考试。
It's because Mrs. Wu went back to New Jersey to take an exam.
然后她已经考完了。
And then she just finished her exam.
不过她的车子不合作。
But yes, her car did not cooperate.
所以她的车子昨天不能开，没办法回来。
So her car was unable to drive yesterday, so she couldn't come back.
那么今天一大早才赶回来。
So she just hurried back this morning.
那么假如吴师母不能讲道，谁应该讲呢？哈。
Now if Mrs. Wu could not preach, then who should be preaching?
所以我就去问主任牧师了。
I asked the senior pastor.
主任牧师说你讲啊。
So the senior pastor, you should preach.
那我就讲。
So I'm preaching now.
是的。母亲节，妈妈的心都很容易体会。
Yes, Mother's Day, we can really feel how a mom feels.
妈妈的心在我们刚刚读的这段经文里面更是不容易了。
And then from the passage that we have just read, we know that it's not easy to have that heart.
在这个出埃及记的记录里面。
As it's recorded in the book of Exodus,
有那个出埃及的背景哦。
So that's the background of Exodus.
那就是当很多希伯来人进了埃及之后。
So when a lot of Hebrews entered into Canaan, into Egypt.
哇，他们很会生。
So they really know how to give birth.
哇，所以人口越来越多。
So the Israelites are multiplying.
哇，这些埃及人看了有点害怕了啊。
So when the Egyptians look at them, they start getting very fearful.
哇，这么多的外族人以后他一造反那还得了是吧。
So many of those pagan people, so in the future, they might rise up against us.
所以呢就有一个新的禁令。
So they have a command.
这个禁令是什么呢？
So what is this command?
这个禁令就是埃及长老他要把所有男孩子杀掉。
So they give the command that all the elders of the Israelites should kill the first, the baby boy.
换句话说,
in other words,
所有的男孩子出生的时候,
all the baby boys when they are born,
要把他丢到河里面淹死,
they have to be thrown into the river to be drowned.
在这样的一个处境之中,
so in such kind of circumstances,
哇，生男生女差别很大哦。
So whether you give birth to a boy or girl, that's a big difference.
那么圣经记载利未家的这个人是怎么样呢？
So what does the Bible record about this person in the Levi family?
刚好生了一个男的。
So he gave birth to a male.
在我们的文化里面。
In our culture.
生个男的很高兴啊。
We rejoice when we give birth to a boy.
不过在那个处境里面
But in that circumstance,
生个男的很挣扎
They're really struggling when they have a boy.
因为法老的命令一直在这里
Because the command of Pharaoh was present at all times.
法老的命令一直要人把这个男孩子杀掉
The command was to kill all the baby boys.
假如你是这个家庭的话
So if you belong to such a family,
你要怎么做决定呢？
So what kind of decision will you make?
要遵从法老的命令吗？
Will you obey Pharaoh's command?
圣经就记载那个接生的中文圣经翻成收生婆啊。
So the Bible records what is called midwife?
就是我们现在的助产士啊。
So it's like an assistant of the obstetrician.
Yeah. 那么收了这个孩子的时候没有把他淹死。
So when the baby boy was given birth to, they did not put him to death.
不过这个很大的挑战啊。
So this is a big challenge.
那么你做父母的要把他遵守神的命令，还是要按照自己的心意要拯救他呢？
So if you, as a parent, will you obey the command, or will you just do what you want to do?
圣经说他们父母把他收起来。
So they said the parents, they tried to hide the baby boy.
藏了一天。
They hide for one day.
比较容易啊。
It's easy.
慢慢这孩子长大了。
But as the child starts growing up,
哭的声音也应该越来越大了。
And the crying sound become louder.
越不来越不容易了啊。
And so it's harder and harder to hide.
你想法老假如定了这个命令。
So you see, since Pharaoh has ordered it,
他一定会派各种人去搜查有没有人违抗命令，是不是啊
？So he would send all kinds of people to go and just inspect and see if anybody.
哇，这些凶猛的法老的兵丁走来走去啊
！So those Pharaoh soldiers, they are very, very fierce, and they walk to and fro.
然后父母抱着这个孩子。
And then parents carrying and holding their baby.
他的姐姐可能在门口在那边看啊。
And then the sister like peeping from the door. Oh,
来了来了来了来了
Oh, they are here, they are here.
又过了一关了。
And then they just passed by one time.
收了一个月了。
And then after 1 month,
哭声越来越大了。
And then the crying starts to become louder and louder.
刚生出来的孩子呢，嗯嗯嗯嗯，这样。
So when they first born, they just cry softly.
三个月了。
After 3 months.
啊啊！这样子。
That kind of crying sound.
没有办法再收藏了。
There's no way they can keep hiding the baby.
你怎么办
？So what can you do?
自首咯
So you have to just give up.
或者你再想办法。
Or else you can think of other ways.
在这段经文里面，给我们看见一个妈妈的心，用尽方法去挽救她的孩子。
So in this passage, we can see the mother's heart. That she tried all means to try to save her child.
于是她就造了一个蒲草箱。
So she made.Wicker box.
于是在上面又加上最高级的杜邦公司出版的这个防水材料啊。
So on top of it, they put those very high class made by DuPont to those waterproof agents.
然后把孩子放到草箱里面。
And then put the baby into the basket.
然后把草箱放到河里面。
And then they put the basket into the river.
我请问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
他们有没有遵守法老的命令啊
？Have they obeyed Pharaoh's order?
把孩子放到河里面呢
？They put the baby into the river.
有还是没有
？Did they obey?
有，不过是一个很创意的方法去遵守命令，对吗
？But then the way they obey is very creative.
先放到箱子，再放到河里面。
First in the basket before putting it into the river.
这种咱们华人最厉害的。
Chinese people they're really good at that.
上有政策。
They have a lot of skill.
下有什么？你看我们都会了。所以父母就想尽办法把孩子拯救。
So parents they thought a lot of ways to try to save their child.
不止把他放到海里面让他自己走。
Not only they put him in the river to let him exist by himself.
还派他的姐姐在后面跟着。
So they sent his sister to follow behind.
这个动作已经表示父母在等候着有什么没办法想象的事情会发生。
It seems that the parents are waiting for something that's beyond what they can think of.
于是姐姐跟着走。
So the sister kept on following along.
这个草篮一直飘飘飘。
So this cradle kept on, just the basket kept on just floating.
姐姐也跟着走走走。
So the sister kept on walking and following.
突然间
，suddenly
听到声音。
They heard a noise.
听到声音啊。
They heard noises.
姐姐的心一定很紧张。
So the sister became very nervous.
因为这是一个关键时刻。
Because this is a very critical moment.
到底是谁来了
？So who is coming?
圣经说法老的女儿。
So the Bible says it's the Pharaoh's daughter.
哇，法老的女儿就是公主了。
So that means she's a princess.
她出门洗澡，当然有很多随从了。
So she's bathing there. There's a lot of followers and attendants.
啊，在那边说说笑笑了哈。
So they were laughing and just talking.
在洗澡的时候。
and onto his basin.
然后这个篮子就飘过去了。
So the basket just floated towards them.
哇，当你洗澡看到一个这样的篮子飘过来，一定很好奇了。
So when you see this basket floating towards you, you must be suspicious and curious.
法老的女儿说：“嘿，帮我把它拿过来。”
So the daughter said, "Please take it to me."
姐姐一眼看到所有的一切。
So you, the sister observed the whole thing.
一方面高兴。
So in one way, she's really happy.
我的弟弟啊，不用再飘在海里面了。
So my brother will not be floating into the sea anymore.
一方面也很担心。
And yet she's really worrying.
因为假如这个法老的女儿把她发现了之后，会不会对她不利呢
？Because if Pharaoh's daughter discovered the baby, will she do something mean to him?
我相信这个姐姐在那边心情是高高低低，高高低低，躲在草里面在看。
So I think that this sister, as she's observing, her heart must be going up and down, and worrying a lot.
当法老的女儿打开这个篮子的时候
，And when Pharaoh's daughter just open up the basket,
哇，希伯来的孩子
！And she saw a Hebrew baby.
希伯来的孩子哈。
The Hebrew baby.
啊，你听人家说话，就是音调就知道是什么意思了，是不是
？When you hear the tone of her voice, you can understand what she's feeling.
哇，这个姐姐大发现了，这个法老的女儿。很有慈祥的心啊
So the sister discovered that Pharaoh's daughter is really compassionate.
所以赶快跑出来。
So she just rush out.
嘿、hey, ，这希伯来的孩子哈、哦，对啊，对啊，对啊。我找个希伯来妈妈给他做奶妈好不好啊
？So he rushed out. Oh yes, this is a Hebrew baby. So can I find him a Hebrew nurse?
这样子吃奶不会过敏吗？对吧？
So this is very natural.
好啊
，It's a great idea.
好啊
，It's great.
哇，这是神迹啊
！So this is a miracle.
于是赶快跑回家去啊
！So they hurry and she hurry and rush home.
我相信他赶快抓着妈妈的手了。
Hold her mom's hand.
来来来
，Come on.
什么事啊？来
，What's it?
不能迟啊，不能迟啊！另外一个来，先来就没有了哈。
Really, somebody come and take your place.
赶快过去。
So hurry.
找到了，找到了。
We found it.
Oh, 你是希伯来妇女，妈妈。这个孩子，请你给我去喂奶，长大养大他。
Take care of this baby for me and nurse him.
我还要付钱给你哦。
I'm going to pay you.
于是摩西的妈妈把那个应该失去的孩子又带回家去。
So Moses' mom, you know, at first we really have.Lost the baby, but she can take the baby home now.
然后又把他养大。
And then she brought him up.
还有奶粉钱收。
She gets paid for it.
摩西就这样长大。
So that's how Moses was brought up.
妈妈的心何等挣扎。
So mom's heart was really struggling.
我们看到这一段记载。
We read this.Record?
我们真是想到父母心要养大一个孩子，真是要花上极大代价，是吗
？We just think about for parents for them to bring up their children, you know, they have to just pay a lot and a big price.
一天放一天，一连放一天假，实在不够了啊、哦。
So if you just give them one day of holiday, it's not enough.
应该每个月有一天母亲节是吧
？So actually, every month you should have one Mother's Day.
同意吗母亲们
you agree, mother?
哇每个人都点头啊人家、
no.
是母爱这么伟大真是神透过摩西的母亲拯救了摩西啊
Yes, the mother's love is so great. And God, through Moses' mother, was willing to save Moses.
不过我希望我们看这段经文
But I hope that as you read this passage,
不只看到母亲的心
That will not only see the mother's heart.
不只看到娘的心。
We don't only see 娘。
娘母亲。
啊，那娘。Okay, we don't only see, yeah, the woman's heart.
帮忙一下好吗？好像这个有一点呢，他大概母亲节要休假一下。来，下一张。啊，你也要看到神的手在当中。
Now, have you seen the hands of God in the midst?
在这段经文里面，摩西经历了一个奇妙的神迹。
Here, Moses experienced a very wonderful miracle.
假如我们仔细读这段经文，
If you read this passage,
我们就发现摩西是放在那个葡萄箱里面得救的，是吗？
So you see that Moses being safe in the wicker basket.
不过这个箱这个字啊，
And that the word basket.
在整本旧约圣经里面
In the whole, that Old Testament,
原来这个字眼只出现在两个地方
This word appears in two passages
一个就是这里了
One place is here
另外一个地方是哪里你知道吗
Where is the other passage?
是出现在方舟的记录上
So it's recorded about, when, during the account of the ark
挪亚的方舟
About Noah's ark
用的同一个字
They use the same word
意思就是这个字可以大也可以很小啊
So it means that this word can be really big and small
在摩西这个例子里面
In the example of Moses
是一个箱子
It's a basket
不过在挪亚那个例子里面
And in Noah's example
就是一个大的船
It's a big ark
不过原来都是同一个字
But the original word is the same.
就是一个容器
So it's a container.
而这个字在整本旧约圣经只有在这两个地方出现
So in the whole Old Testament this word only appears two times in those places
请问是不是偶然呢
Is this coincidence?
当然不是偶然
Of course not
因为蒲草的箱子
Because the wicker basket
拯救了摩西
has saved Moses' life.
因着摩西
and because of Moses,
以后这个出埃及的时候
during the exodus out of Egypt,
也就拯救了一个民族
it saved a whole nation.
就好像挪亚方舟的那个方舟
it's like the ark of Noah's time.
拯救了挪亚的一家
it saved Noah's whole family.
也从挪亚一家里面拯救了整个人与人类的命运
through Noah's family saved the whole mankind.
你看到神的手在这里做一个救恩的动作。
So you see God's hand was doing this work of salvation.
本来是一条杀人的河流。
At first, it's a river that kills.
但是也就成为一条救命的河流。
But later on, it became a river of salvation.
法老也下命令，本来要杀死这些男婴。
So when Pharaoh first gave the orders to kill all those baby boys.
不止那个受生婆违抗法老哦。
It's not only the midwife that objecting and disobey Pharaoh.
连他女儿都不听话。
Even his own daughter disobeyed him.
所以摩西的生母违抗了法老，收藏了儿子。
So we see Moses' mother disobeyed Pharaoh.To hide her baby boy.
但是最后却能够很合法的又把孩子带回来把孩子养大
But later on legally she can bring the boy back and raise him up
还有奶粉钱可以啦
And then also be paid
这不是神迹是什么呢
If this is not a miracle what it is
是的神的手介入在我们的努力当中
So we can see the hands of GodWorking with us when we labor.
在座的母亲们
And mothers is here.
广一点，在座的父母们
I mean, I'm going to be addressing the parents, the mothers and the fathers.
再广义一点，现在的父母和将来的父母们
And then to say even broader, I'm talking about now the parents, they are now parents and also the future parents.
再广一点，不只是肉身的父母，是灵里面的父母。
And in an even broader sense, I'm talking about spiritual parents.
这样就包括在里面一个人了。
So there's everybody here. It's included.
当你努力去成为一个父母的时候
When you try to work very hard to become a parent,
不要忘记我们需要神的恩典在当中。
Don't forget that you need the grace of God to be in our midst.
当我们经历神的恩典，我们所做的就能够带出一个永恒的价值。
when we experience the grace of God, what we do, we bring out an eternal value.
我们可以想象当摩西在自己的生母家中长大的时候。
We can imagine when Moses was being brought up by her own mother.
她的妈妈一定教她神的话语。
Her mom must trust him.
教她神是谁。
And told him who God is.
因着这样摩西成长他有一个正确的信仰。
And because of that, when Moses was growing up, he had real faith and belief.
不过时候到了。
When the time comes,
圣经后来记载
And the Bible recorded,
当时候到了摩西的母亲要把孩子交回给法老的女儿的时候
When the time comes, the mom has to bring Moses back to Pharaoh's daughter.
从此摩西就进到皇宫
So Moses entered into the palace.
圣经说他学会了埃及一切的学问
So the Bible said that he learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
不知道拿了几个 PhD 哦。
I don't know how much PhD, how many PhD he got.
于是装备成为一个以后成为被神大大使用的人。
So he has been equipped to be a man of God, to be greatly used by God.
你想看看摩西母亲的心情。
Think about the heart of the mom.
快要失去了。
She almost lost him.
但是神让她得回。
And God allowed her to get him back.
我是他妈妈就抓着摩西的手每天抓着哇感谢主感谢主、啊、
I am the mom that I will just hold his hand tightly every day. That's praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
不过时候到了
But when the time comes,
我们要学习放手
we have to learn to let go.
在那个早上
In that morning,
摩西的妈妈带着摩西的手
the Moses' mom took hold of his hand,
带着摩西进到皇宫
and then took Moses into the palace,
然后把摩西的手
and then just put Moses' hand,
放在法老女儿的手上
into the Pharaoh's daughter's hand.
你必须放手
and then she has to let go of her hand.
因为你的儿女要在主里继续长大
because your children was going to continue to grow upin the hands of God.
而当我们学习放手的时候
we learn to let go of our hands.
我们没有不理
So it's not that we don't care for them.
而是这个孩子的手
is this children's hand.
不只放在法老女儿的手上
it's not only put in Pharaoh's daughter's hand.
更是还有一个看不见的手
also there's a hand that you cannot see.
那就是神的手
it's God's hand.
把摩西的手抓住
So he took hold of Moses' hand.
于是摩西成为一个合神心意的人
To allow Moses to become a man after God's heart.
让我们把下一代交在神的手里面
May we put our next generation into the hands of God.
让我们借着这样去经历原来当我的手在神里面愿意放开的时候
So asMom is willing to let go of the hand.
我们下一代的手就重新回到大能的手里面。
So that our children's hands can once again go back to the hand of the Father, the Heavenly Father.
这是神奇妙的地方。
So this is the wonderful plan of God.
这也是一个值得我们向神感恩的事情。
So this is what we should give thanks to God of.
这也就是为什么我们要来到神面前
That's why we should come before God
来敬拜他
To worship him
认识他
To know him
假如你今天还没有认识神
If today you still haven't known God
我多么渴望你认识他
I really hope that you can know him
因为人的每一双手
Because every hand of man
不论年纪多大
No matter how old
我们需要放在神大能的手里面
You need to put it into God's wonderful and amazing hands.
于是我们的人生完全不一样。
Then our life is totally different.
从一个马上就要去世的小孩子。
From a child that's going to pass away really quick.
但是后来成为一个被神大大使用的摩西。
Later on to become the Moses that's greatly used by God.
因为神介入我们的生命。
Because God intervened into his life.
在他的生命中，也在我们的生命中。
So he intervened into this life and our life.
愿在母亲节的时候
May during Mother's Day,
让我们再次等候和接受这位主
May we once again wait upon this God and receive Him.
让他成为带领你走人生路的这位神。
So He can be the God that leads you all the way in your life.
在座父母的每一位。
And all here that are parents.
为你的孩子们祷告。
Pray for your children.
带他们来到神面前。
Bring them to the Lord.
因为你能抓着他的手的时间不是永恒的。
Because the time that you can take hold of their hands is not eternal.
你有一天必须要把它放在大能的手里面。
One day you have to let go and put their hands into the hand of God.
求主你这个时候预备好你的心。
May God prepare your heart now.
使用它。
That God can use them.
我认识一对夫妇。
I know a couple.
很乐意的让神使用他的孩子。
They are very willing for God to use their children.
带了孩子19岁的时候。
When the son was 19 years old.
他说我有一天要读神学院哦。
The son said, one day I want to go to seminary.
好，神假如带领你，你就去。
Okay, if God really lead you, then you go.
不是我们抓着他的手。
Then we take hold of his hand.
是把他的手交在神大能的手里面。
And then they put his hand into the great hand of God.
于是神的国度就有何用的器皿。
So God's kingdom will have worthy vessels.
愿主今天的话语也进到你的心。
May God's word today also enter your heart.
把你的孩子交在神的手中。
You can even put your children into the hands of God.
于是他们一生走在主的旨意当中。
So their whole life can be walking in the will of God.
经历神奇妙的带领。
That they can experience God's wonderful leading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
谢谢主的恩典。
We praise you for your grace.
因为你过去在摩西的身上显明这奇妙的救恩。
Because in the past, through Moses' life, you have manifest your wonderful grace.
这个时候我们正等候你。
And now we're waiting for you.
因为你也能将这样的救恩放在我们的家庭里面。
Because you can also put this wonderful grace into our own family.
愿主在我们在座每一个家庭中动工。
May the Lord work in each of our families here.
使我们经历我们的手放在主大能的手里面的时候。
May we experience as we put our hands into the mighty hands of God.
我们就能看见你的引导。
And we can see your leading.
愿主赐福在在座每一个家庭。
May God bless each of our families here.
让我们成为一个见证的家庭。
May we be a family of testimony.
侍奉的家庭。
A family that serves you.
跟随的家庭。
A family that follows you.
谢谢主。
Praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.